Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of so many books, you couldn't see over them if they were stacked in front of you, including What's the Rush, one of my favorites, including Mind Like Water. How's that for a title? It's a good book, too. And, of course, his newest one, Little Wave, Old Swale. I got that right. I don't have that in front of me. I think somebody's borrowed that book from me. But he's our good friend, Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. That's a book that gets borrowed a lot.
You know, I can always tell the really good books in my operation here, because if we can't put our hand on them, you know, when we need them for the show, you know, because I like to have the books in front of me whenever I've got a guest on, and if we can't put our hands on them right away, it's because somebody's wandered into the office, some of our friends or whatever, and they picked it up and wandered off with it. That's how you can tell when a book's a really good one.
Well, Jim, it's a pleasure today, and
it's good to have you here, Jim. One of the things that I've been writing about a lot lately and talking about a lot lately is the concept of success and all the different ways of defining success. And frankly, I think if you can't define success in a number of ways, multifaceted success definition, I just think being able to do that, I guess I should say, is one of the keys to happiness. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think the media definition, the one we're fed of success, really, you know, if it's fame and fortune, if it's winning the lottery, and
money and stuff.
Yeah, money and stuff. That does not satisfy the deepest part of us, and people know that. People aren't, you know, by and large taken in by that, even though it continues to be paraded in front of us. And you know, if you end up with a lot of stuff, but you can't see that you made a difference in the world, you haven't done what you're passionate about, you haven't really been happy, how can you say that you've been a success? So people mm-hmm. know that. Mm-hmm. People feel that deep in their gut. So
unfortunately, Jim, and I've seen this lately, and maybe you have too, more and more I'm seeing people who went their whole life with highly successful careers and never got that. And now they've come to their late 50s or 60s or so, and all of a sudden they've got stuff and they got money. Maybe they've got some recognition, some notoriety. But there's still something missing. And I'm seeing them showing up at churches and behaving differently. And it's like they've just now, for the first time, discovered that there are other ways to define success. Have you seen that?
I think, you know, what you're talking about there is really, I've told you that I'm working with Mark Thompson, the
right.
co-author of a book called Success Built to Last. And that title, you know, sort of encapsulates what we're talking about, not just
right.
overnight flash,
mm-hmm.
but success, sort of like Built to Last. You know, Jerry Porras was Jim Collins' co-author on Built to Last, which was a runaway business success. And it was about companies that achieve lasting, enduring success. Well, this book is about individuals. How, you know, that my friend Mark Thompson spent 3 years going around the world interviewing people, a lot of whom readers would recognize, and people, your listeners, as being famous or well-known people,
mm-hmm.
but that had their own definitions and went after their own definitions of success. Plus, a lot of people that we haven't heard of that make such interesting stories about how they combined this need for meaning that we were just talking about with their passions, what they thought passionately about, and with action. And those are the three things that they came away from the study saying that it takes. If you can find a way to take your sense of purpose or meaning in life and combine it with what they call your portfolio of passions, which I want to keep talking about with you this
morning. Portfolio of passions. I like
portfolio
that.
Portfolio of passions. Because a lot of us separate our portfolio of passions, you know, from what we do for a living or what we think really matters in our life. And we say we couldn't have both of those things. So this morning, one of our topics, as I told you before, is what is called in the book the genius of the and over the tyranny of the or, saying we can only have one of these or not all of these, and why can't we have it all? And we can if we plan.
I remember somebody once said to me, we were talking about something, and it was a group discussion, and this one guy said, you know, I don't see this as either or. I see it as both and.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that, didn't you?
Since I've started working on this project with Mark Thompson, that's the most appealing concept, and I see it in my life operating again and again. I've been under the tyranny of the and in my thinking, and now that I'm thinking about it, it just shows up all over the place, and I say, hey, I can have both of these. I can have all of this. Why am I only thinking about, you know, it's either this or that?
Well, see, that's one of the myths of small business, for small business owners, is to think that I can either have a successful business or I can be a good parent. Or yeah. I can be a highly successful business person, and I can spend time giving back to my community. They're mutually exclusive, and I think that's monofaceted success definition.
You got it. You got the central idea right there, Jim.
Yeah.
You captured
it. So where do we go from here with this?
Well, the idea is that you look at those three parts of yourself that you could call purpose, passion, and performance. Performance meaning the action part of you, like get it done, and see what your balance of those things is. In other words, most of us are dominant in one or another of those three factors.
And say those factors again.
They come out as the three P's in the way I talk about them.
Right.
Purpose, which has to do with meaning in your life, you know, make it a difference. Passion, which has to do with what you are excited, what you think about all the time, how you spend time, and action, how you actually make things happen and put it together.
Hold on to that thought. The three P's, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you took notes there because that's going to be on the test. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jim Ballard right after these messages. His new book is called A Little Wave, Old Swell. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there on both sites. The first one has got all of our content here that we from the show and the articles and the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog. All that's there. Robust, features-rich website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. We're talking with our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is the author of Well Done. He's the author of Little Wave and Old Swell. He's the author of What's the Rush, et cetera, on and on. He's been writing about smart things for many, many years. And we're so fortunate to have him as sharing his wisdom with us as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim, for all you've done for us over the years, we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Hey, let's talk about success some more.
All right.
Because everybody's really interested in that. Everybody wants to achieve goals. And, you know, a lot of us would define success that way, just the ability to get this thing that I spend all my time on really accomplished in a way that satisfies me, that makes a difference in the world, and so on. Now, if you could take your things that you're passionate about, that you spend time thinking about it, and take your sense, your need for meaning in the world, for making a difference, for leaving things better, maybe that has to do with your small business, Maybe it has to do not just with success in the business, but making a difference in your industry, like doing your small business in a different way, in a new way, so that people who are in your business learn from it and benefit from it. So you have this wider influence. And a lot of the people that were interviewed in the book did things that way. They didn't do a brand new thing. They did a different thing a different way. And if you have your sense of, if you can satisfy your sense of getting things done, of action and so on, well, what would it be if you didn't have to leave out anything in what I just said, in any of those three areas? And that is what, that would be pretty satisfying, right?
Absolutely.
And what the people who were interviewed in the book, Success Built to Last, all had in common is that they weren't willing to give up any of those things. They had somehow managed things so that, and a lot of it just had to do with endurance, because a lot of them, you know, met with upsets and setbacks and so on, but they kept going because they had that sense of that need for meaning in their life. But they weren't willing to give up on any of those things. So I think what I would like to leave the legacy from this morning is with your listeners is if you are listening to this list of purpose, passion, and performance, and you're saying, gee, you know, I'm all excited about taking the hill, you know, and getting things done, but sometimes I take the wrong hill. Sometimes I don't have the sense, the bigger sense with it, and I could develop that sense of meaning and feed that a little bit more so that I'm thinking about making a bigger difference. Or if you have the passions that you've been leaving out because of your work style, but you could include those. This is the big idea, Jim, is the genius of the and beating out the tyranny of the or.
Well, see, I see an excellent opportunity for business owners, for business leaders to accomplish what you're talking about and never leave their business. And the way they do that is they mentor and they educate and they train and they bring along the people who work with them. Even potentially if they think, well, the better I make this person, the more they're likely to go compete with me, or they'll become more valuable to somebody else. You know what? Let it go. Let it happen. If it happens, it happens. But you see what I'm getting at, Jim? While you're working in your business, while you're dealing with your employees every day, take an opportunity to bring them along, to educate them, to mentor them. Stop for a minute and say, let me teach you something about this. I think that's a good way, while you're focused on your business, to have a purpose. And the purpose would be that, you know what, somebody one day will call me a mentor.
That's it. You know, Jim, that would give anybody a bigger sense of meaning of making a difference. And
I was fortunate enough to have people that I worked for like that. They actually never knew they were mentoring me, but they did take the time. They did slow down long enough to say, Jim, you need to listen to this. Let me tell you something about what I've learned here. And they became my mentors without even realizing it. But they did it because it was the right thing to do, and they were just that kind of people. But you can do it intentionally, can't you?
Well, you know, that fear that you brought up that is maybe lurking there, like if I gave them my secrets,
right,
you know, they would compete with me. The really great ones that do this find out that that's a false fear. They have such satisfaction in watching other people be successful as a result of what they do, that fear doesn't become a part of their mentoring, so that they don't hold back, and that person absolutely credits them and comes back and says,
That's right. They taught
me, just like you're doing.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I keep thinking about that Ecclesiastes verse, Jim, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it'll come back to you.
That's it. That's
I love
it.
That verse.
You hey, Jim, can't waste any of that, right?
Can you give us your website, please?
It's littlewave.org.
Littlewave.org. Hey, Jim, we got to wrap it up. Time flies when you're having fun. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd learn some stuff when Jim got here. And we'd have fun, too, didn't we? Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.